This is Fresh Air. A new documentary about the life of singer Marian Anderson airs this week on PBS, on Wednesday night in most cities. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review. The great singer is now 89 and was interviewed for the film. Here's an excerpt from it.
I don't know that I had to decide. It was something that just had to be done. I don't think I had much to say in choosing it. I think music chose me.
This moving documentary traces the life of Marian Anderson from her birth in Philadelphia in 1902 to her international celebrity, both as an artist and as a role model and door opener for other black performers. She started as a child prodigy, singing at the Union Baptist Church. She was 10 when her father died, and her mother, a former teacher, supported Marian and her sisters by scrubbing floors at Wanamaker's department store. Anderson remembers that her mother paid her first voice teacher $1 a lesson. In the 1920s and 30s, Europe was far more open to black artists than America was. Anderson's career really was launched in Paris and Scandinavia. She was a great personal favorite of Jean Sibelius, one of the few facts this documentary forgets to mention. Her luckiest break was probably Toscanini's famous remark that hers was a voice heard only once in 100 years. The film is quite eloquent about the plight of black performers in this country. Some theaters simply refused black artists. Others wouldn't allow blacks to sit in the audience. Anderson would not perform unless blacks were given equal seating, though that seating was usually separate as well as equal. Narrator Avery Brooks makes a useful distinction between Anderson, who by her own admission was not a fighter, and her friend Paul Robeson, who was. He became the victim of anti-communist paranoia for his outspokenness. The most moving sequence in the documentary concerns Anderson's most famous concert. In 1936, she sang at the White House, but she was not allowed to perform in Constitution Hall, which was owned and operated by the Daughters of the American Revolution. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the DAR in outrage, and the concert was held instead on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Here's how it began. That's Todd Duncan reminiscing. He was the original Porgy in Porgy and Bess.
The highlight were the first words that she sang. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Everyone interviewed talks about Anderson's royal dignity, how she's like a queen or the Statue of Liberty. But my favorite moment on the program, aside from Anderson's singing, is the irrepressible, all-encompassing tomboy grin that spreads across her face at the end of America. Other highlights include Anderson's belated Metropolitan Opera debut in 1955, when she became the first black artist to sing a leading role there. And there's a brief clip of her making a speech when she was Eisenhower's delegate to the UN. Of course, the great things in this film are the precious clips of Anderson at the height of her powers.
He bowed his head on down, and he mm-hmm. not a word. Not a word. Not a word.
Unfortunately, as in many musical documentaries, the music is given short shrift. Anderson's performances keep getting interrupted by people talking, while her singing continues under their voices as if she had been asked to leave the room. No one should forget that her voice is the reason for this documentary to begin with.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Marian Anderson documentary airs on most PBS stations Wednesday night. This is Fresh Air.